عليه الصلاة والسلام برسالة سبحان الملك القدوس في تنفس أطلب إنت بصلاة سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك القدوس in the third time تستقل تستجد سبحان الملك القدوس إذا the سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام the سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام is our lifeline. A mu'min, a believer's life without the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is empty. It's a kokla. There's no value to it. It has to be the sunnah. So these are among the sunnahs after witr salah to recite three times Subhan al Malik al Quddus. And among the most important du'as in the life of a believer, which he has to learn and he has to correct, one is du'a qunut, witr salah, which is wajib to recite. Du'a qunut is wajib to recite after the takbir in the third rakat, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruk wa nu'minu bika wa natawakkalu alayka wa nuthni alayka al-khayr wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka. One person in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reading this dua, wa nashkuruka wa nakfuruka, na'uzu billah. Ya Allah, we thank you and we disbelieve in you. So how to correct our dua qunut also? Wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruk. Ya Allah, we do not make kufr with you. Wa nakhla'u, natruku ma yafiruk. Till the end of the dua, to recite this dua correctly. Person who doesn't know the dua, then the minimum he can recite the Rabbana, minimum he can recite the Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. But the sunnah dua is Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruk. To make sure we learn these duas. Second wajib dua, person has to know is at-tahiyyat. At-tahiyyat, many of us learned it in Zaruri Muslimin in Maktab days. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. To learn it correctly, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. And we are stopping and stop there. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Stop. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu. If you are carrying on, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Then to raise the shahadat finger. Ashhadu. Then Allah. When you say Allah, then you raise the finger. Allah ilaha illallah. Then you drop it. وَشُدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So these are very important du'as that we should learn. The du'a qunut and our at-tahiyyat. In every two rakats of salah, we have to recite at-tahiyyat. These are all sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the life of a mu'min is full of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Our illustrious and beloved Shaykh Muhammad bin Hamid Sahib makes his du'a also. Oh Allah, teach me every sunnah. Ya Allah, teach me every sunnah. Give me the love for every sunnah. Enable me to practice upon every sunnah. Allah, accept my life to spread sunnah in the world. Allah, teach me every sunnah. I want to know every sunnah. But I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like all people nowadays, they love certain football player, whatever stars. They want to know now his hairstyle, what kind of cereal he eats, what's his diet, and how he trains, what he, to the finest, minutest detail, they want to know about them. He said, we should now have the desire in the heart. I want to know the finest detail of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way he walked, the way he spoke, the way he ate, what he ate. I want to know about him, his hairstyle, how he kept his hair. And I want to be like Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But this desire should come in the heart. But this ulama say that we have to have the halqa of ta'aleem in the home and read the kitab and the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The more we will read about him, the more we'll fall in love with him. Today we didn't give our chance, our life, ourselves a chance to read about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a leader. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, a young boy picked up a kitab on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, I began to read. And he says thereafter, if you want to develop high morals, character in your children, then let them study the seerah. Let them learn about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nowadays they're learning about different stars, etc., and heroes in the world, so to say. They are popular. And they want to become like them. They want to become like them. Let them read about Nabi alayhi salam. The perfect being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as a rahmat to humanity, to the entire universe of the day of Qiyamah. Let them read about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that love develops in the heart. I want to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, you find the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was to liven these nights in ibadah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ibadah, with Quran tilawat, with salah. And he would awaken the entire family these last 10 nights. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person performing i'tikaf remains free from sins, because he's in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's given the same reward as those who do good deeds in spite of not having done those deeds because of him staying in the masjid. All in i'tikaf in the masjid, is not allowed to leave for his worldly needs. He may only come out to use the toilet or to perform farz wuzu or ghusl. Farz wuzu or farz ghusl. Or for attending Jumu'ah Salah when it is not performed in that masjid. After which he must return immediately. This hadith teaches us two great benefits of i'tikaf. Firstly, we are safe from sin. It is true that many times we commit sins without intending to do so. Unknowingly we do it. The world all around us is full of temptations. To commit sin in the blessed month of Ramadan is a great harm to ourselves. By remaining in the masjid, we completely avoid the temptation to commit sin. Secondly, it would seem that when we are in i'tikaf in the masjid, we are automatically at a disadvantage by not being allowed to perform certain good acts, like joining the janazah salah, salatul janazah, attending burials, visiting the sick. It seems that we can't do these things because we are in i'tikaf. That is not so, because according to this hadith, we are rewarded for these actions even though we did not perform them. This is a great ni'mat, a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that a person, because in i'tikaf, he cannot go out, Allah will give him the reward. Allah is most generous, Allah is Kareem. Allah is Kareem. Who is Kareem? He's the one that gives great reward and little action. We do a little, Allah gives a lot, like Laylatul Qadr. More than 1,000 months reward a person will get, and every day Allah wants to give. Every day, as I mentioned, a person reads 4 rakat salah after Salatul Isha. He finishes his farz, he reads his 2 sunnat, and then his 2 nafil, he got his 4 rakat. He reads the 4 rakat any time during the year, Allah gives him the reward as if he performed the 4 rakat in the night of Qadr. Every day. Person reads Salatul Awabin after Maghrib, 6 rakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of 12 years nafil ibadat in advance. Advance wages, who will say no? Allah says, give me 6 rakats more. Just 6 minutes. Our 6 rakats, you know, is 6 minutes. Inna adina qul hu Allah. Those surahs are reserved for us. But read it. And Allah will give 12 years advance. One riwayat says, Allah will forgive you in advance 55 years of sins. Will be forgiven whether you live so long. Just on 6 extra minutes only. Allah also gives so much. Just a little you do. Our Shaykh is the example. You hire 3 laborers. 2 are working. 2 are working. And 1 is only talking. Disturbing them. And the boss is seeing now. They look at the person. They're doing the work and he's cracking jokes. But when they come to line up to collect the wage, he's also standing there with them. You got the first one hard working. You got the second one cracking the jokes. And you got the third one. But he too wants there. And he puts his hand out. He says, where you'll get a boss that will give him a full wage? You tell him, well, you didn't do any work. I saw what you were doing. But he says, boss, please, I've got a family, I have children. Please be kind. And you give him. And he says, 10 rand more, please. I think to yourself, look at him. But the way he says it, give it to him. Allah is more kind than that also. Allah is more kind than that. More than that, boss will give him a little bit extra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 99% of what we are enjoying right now, we haven't even asked for. We haven't made dua for it. Allah has given it. We are crying for that 1%. We are crying for the 1% that we don't have. 99% we didn't ask. Allah has given it to us. Kind parents, kind people around us. Allah opened their hearts. Allah that has taken care of us. We don't even envisage now in the month of Ramadan, those in i'tikaf also, where the next meal is going to come from, just laid out. Subhanallah. No worry. Where is it going to come from? Allah is just feeding. So Allah shows His shan. That Allah can. Allah did it, Allah is doing it, and Allah will do it. So here also the Hadith Sharif is mentioned that a person in his good health, in his young age, he did certain a'mal, he did it continuously. Whether it was his tahajjud, like now also in the month of Ramadan, after our Salatul Witr, in 2 rakats nafil. And every day, 2 rakats nafil, sitting down was the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Although the reward may be half, but we don't look at the reward, we look at the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salam. We follow him. We follow him. And then it comes in Sahih Riwayat that the last 2 surahs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to recite in his last 2 rakats used to be إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ and Suratul Kafirun. Like this, all the sunnahs come into our life. So these a'mal come into our life. So that person in his good health was doing certain a'mal. In his good days, he'll do certain a'mal. When he's a muqeem at home, he's a resident at home, then he has certain ma'amulat for the day that he's doing. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great kindness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that person, when he becomes ill, he falls ill or he goes on safar, he's traveling out. Because of his illness or because of his troubles, he cannot fulfill those ma'amulat, those a'mal and deeds that he was doing when he was at home. Or those a'mal and deeds when he was healthy. Now he can't do it anymore. Because he's ill or he's now on travel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the malaika that, O malaika, continue writing the reward of those a'mal as if he's doing it. Because he had habit, he was doing it. From here our Shaykh explains that this, from this hadith, the world learned pension fund. When you pensioned off, carry on giving him something at least. From this hadith they learned that Allah is giving us pension also. That you were doing it when you were young. And these 12 years that we are giving now to secular education, that is a prime, the youth of the child. That is the time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that young boy who grows up, or that youngster who grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give him that very special seat under the arch and the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne, on the day of Qiyamah. That young man. And we can see now the Western world has taken away this valuable time. Give it to us. Give it to us and deprive him for that valuable seat on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding. So here in the month of Ramadan also, whatever we will do a little bit extra, it will last us the remaining part of the year. How much we will hold back taqwa, and how much we will do extra amal, this will stay with us now for the remaining part of the year. So a person in i'tikaf also, he cannot go out, he cannot go for salatul janazah, he can't visit the sick, he can't go for gush, he can't go for 3 days, Allah will give him the full reward of it. Allah will give him the full reward of it, because he has a niyat, Allah, if I could, I would have went. But now I'm sitting in the house of Allah in i'tikaf. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in i'tikaf, all those years in Madinatul Munawwara. By performing this ibadah of i'tikaf, we receive the reward of many other ibadat. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for the smallest excuse to give us His blessings. That is Allah Jalla Jalalu. Allah looks for the smallest amal to forgive a person. And to punish him, it takes very long. It takes a big kabair and major sins for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish. And to forgive, Allah looks for the smallest of good deeds. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, great mujahid. You say for 4 months he is to strive in the path of Allah in the battlefield. Abdullah bin Mubarak. And he wrote a letter to Fuzail bin Iyaz, Ya Abid al-Haramin, that, O the Abid and worshipper, both the Harams, if you see us in the battlefield, on the backs of our horses, and when they neigh, brothers are requested to come forward, inshallah, make place to the brothers in the back, inshallah. Come a little bit forward, inshallah. So he will say to Fuzail bin Iyaz that you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you only came into the battlefield and early in the morning when you wake up and you call the horses, and how they neigh, they make their sounds in the morning, and the smell of the horse, and we mount them and strive in the path of Allah. He says, even the smells that we find in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more fragrant to Allah than the itar and the oud that you use before your ibadat. You will actually think, if you see us in the battlefield, that you are playing with the ibadat of Allah. This is real. For 4 months is to strive in the path of Allah in jihad. 4 months is to do business. And that business also was to support the ulama-i-kiram that were there around, Sufyan Thawri and the other ulama-i-kiram, is to earn a livelihood just to take care of them. And performance is to teach. Wrote many kitabs also, Abdullah bin Mubarak, great muhaddis of the time. When he passed away, after so much of qurbani, so much striving in the path of Allah, somebody saw him in a dream, Abdullah bin Mubarak, you're roaming in Jannah, what was the good deed you have done? He says, one day, when I was writing my kitab, and I dipped my pen in the ink pot, and I took it out about to write, and a fly came and sat at the tip, began to drink the ink. I allowed it to drink. The makhluq of Allah, the creation of Allah, I just took pity, I let it drink a bit. On that Allah forgave me. Another friend of Allah says, I came at night to sleep on my bed, I saw the cat there sleeping. So for that night I slept on the floor. And the one amal looking after the creation of Allah, we know about that loose woman of Bani Israel, loose morals, selling herself, the most evil act, and she sees a dog is panting and is thirsty, about to die, and she takes out her sock and she brings out water from the well and gives the dog to drink, and that amal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all her sins. Just looking after the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah looks at the smallest, minutest amal to forgive a person. So a person takes one step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith Sharif says, you come walking to Allah, أَتِيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً. Allah says, I come rushing to you. And Allah will sprint, and Allah is free of any form of sprinting or running. But just for us to understand, and Allah will come and rush and pick us up. Like one Mustaratun lady says, if somebody saw her in Jannah, then how did you reach there? How did you reach there? So she says, every night when I wake up with tahajjud salah, my body should be very, very heavy. But I should remember this ayat of Quran, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah called him. So he left behind his people in haste. He had his people with him, and he rushed to Allah tabarak to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah asked him, O Musa, what made you rush? Why did you leave them behind? Say, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ. Oh my Allah, I rushed to you to make you happy. I rushed to you to make you happy. She says, this ayat used to come to mind every night. Ya Allah, I want to rush to you so you become happy. Ya Allah, you become pleased and happy. So in fact, all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks to the smallest excuse to give us His blessings. His blessings could be received plentifully with a little effort and a little asking. Little effort and a little asking. One hadith Sharif of Hazrat says also in the month of Ramadan, read as much Quran as you can. Always making dua is on His place also. Making dua is on His place. Remember, Allah loves more that we praise Him more than asking Him. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask a little. Allah will give you more than you ask. But more than that, the Hadith Sharif says that person who's so busy in Quran tilawat that he has no time to ask of Allah of His bounties, Allah will give him more than if he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have time to ask, I just want to read Quran and talk to my Allah. Just want to talk to my Allah. Just talk to my Allah. Allah says, no time to ask me. But you want to talk to me? Allah says, I'll give you more than you could even ask of me. If only we can understand and properly appreciate these favors, this proper appreciation and understanding can only enter our minds when we have the true love and interest for our deen. The love of deen will come into the heart. That, Ya Allah, really, I want to become your true servant and slave. And Allah will open the heart. The person makes the effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. But the main ingredient is jahadu. Those that will exert themselves. But some qurbani, some effort. We know for dunya, we'll have to make qurbani. To get dunya, we have to make some sacrifice. The back is paining, the head is paining. But we have to go. Hazrat says also, that the man will come for salah, Imam Sahib will meet him, and ask him, who is your son? 7 years old, 10 years old. Say, Mawlana, make dua. Try to get him up, he can't wake up. Make dua, he wakes up, I try. Family tries to wake him up also, can't wake up. But he's already 10 years old. 7 years old, Muru awladakum bis salah. But you must command him when he's 7 years old. A 7 years old is a wajib upon the parents to command the children to perform salah. Wajib. Parent doesn't command him, the parent will be sinful. Guna for the parent. That you went for Fajr salah, you didn't command him. You went for Zuhur, you didn't phone to ask, but you read your Zuhur. When you come back home, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, you have to command them. With love and compassion. With love and compassion you have to command them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was nadir. Nadir means a warner. But in that warning there was shafaqa. There was compassion. Not to terrify them. But with love. They don't do the wrong things. You'll get burned. You fall in the fire of Jahannam. It wasn't with the tone of what you say to terrify the person. It was still with him such fear now that he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, terrified of Allah. It was a compassion, muhabbat, love. So father says, Mawlana, make dua. Make dua. Trying to get him up, he can't get up. Salah, 5 o'clock, 5:30, son can't make it. So Mawlana says, but ask the father, 7:30, when it's time to go to school, and you tell Mawlana, Mawlana, make dua, he wakes up for school. Then you say, make dua. So now get up. Move it up. I paid the fees already. So get to school. Then the tone will change now. And now the importance is there. Mother will say also, please get him up. And the father will pick him up also. Take him to the bathroom. We have to go to school.
The importance is there.
But for salah, only start make dua, that he wakes up. That importance has to come into our life. This is وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. Those that will exert themselves in their families in the ibadat of Allah. Allah sent us for this. Allah sent us now to exert ourselves for deen. Dunya, they say ajib, dunya is such a thing. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that your rosy sustenance will look for you, will pursue you. You will not die till you eat your last grain of rice, the last drop of water. So dunya is chasing us, and we are chasing dunya. It's a rat race. It's going around. So for us to understand, my dear brothers, to get this hidayah, the person has to exert himself a bit. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. The person will exert a bit. Doesn't have to go too much. As we mentioned, takes a few steps to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I come to him with haste, I will pick him up. By rahmatul envelope him, I will lift him up, I will take him out from guna and sin. But as long as now he makes some mujahada, he makes some qurbani, he overcomes his gunas and his sins, he closes the avenues, he makes one step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he looks for Allah ta'ala in the correct avenue. This is very important. As you mentioned, every amal we have to do according to sunnah. He looks for Allah in the correct avenue, not on the YouTube, that there I get hidayat. You know you won't get hidayat in the YouTube. People feel, now I got enough bayans, I'm following certain person on the YouTube, I'll get hidayat. You see, in the same way, I get married on the YouTube also, I make children too. What happened? Hazrat says too, that you can possibly, ulama might give fatwa, that you can get married over the internet. She's somewhere in a foreign country, you are here, proposal, qabooliyat, nakahtuha, wa qabiltuha, fitness is there, maybe. But the certain way how to do it, ulama will say, you can't get married on the internet. Possibly they say, yes, nikah takes place, tika. He says, now, try to make a baby over the internet. It'll never happen. Just a little bit contact. Say, garam sohbat. You say, garam sohbat. A little bit, give 5 minutes together, and you see the fireworks after that. 9 months later, mashallah, therefore, Bab ban gaya, became a father. Only 5 minutes, something happened. He made some mujahada. He made some effort. She was so far away, but how he made the plan, save the money, buy the ticket, this way, that way. Have to pick up, have to go and see her, get the papers done, how to get the papers done. So much of effort now. That 5 minutes, subhanAllah, he became a father 9 months later. For hidayat, Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. Make it mujahada also. Little bit get your papers correct also, your name al-a'mal, and your book of deeds, and little bit suhbat and good companionship with the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you see fireworks will happen. Here, Allah, things are opening up for your heart. What he didn't understand, now he began to understand. And deen is so beautiful to make amal upon it. It's more enjoyable than everything in the world, just to have a little bit of time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can feel Allah's muhabbat coming into my heart. How I will enjoy it. Now my zikr is different, my dua is different. So a little bit mujahada, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. A little bit, we have to allow ourselves. And when the talab and desire is there to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to become Allah's. I want to become the friend of Allah's. Although I don't have the capacity, but ya Allah, the desire has to come in the heart. Like how we have desire for everything else. We want the desire for Allah's muhabbat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never deprive a person. Example we always give, Allah Rabbi Rahman gives the example, that person, the little ant of Iraq, wanted to see the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he thought in his heart, ant like me, short legs, where am I going to make the journey to Medina Munawwara? I never reached there. Where will his eye see the green dome? But within his capacity, he did what he could do. He stood on his hind legs, on his back legs, and he raised his short hands. And he said, Allah, you take me to Medina Munawwara and cool my eyes and my heart with the green dome. Allah heard his dua, the feeble voice of his, little bit mujahada effort he made. Took a few steps and he woke up and he made his dua. Allah inspired the pigeon of the haram. There's a friend of mine in Iraq, go and pick him up. The booming came. Landed there. To Allah's wali, Allah has sent me to pick you up. Where are you taking me? Take you to Medina Tayyiba. The city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the capital of the world. No better place. I'm taking you there. But get on, hold tight. There'll be some turbulence. But don't worry, you'll get to your destination, inshallah. And he closes his eyes and his booming now takes off. Within a short period of time, he says, open your eyes now, look down. Say, I'm afraid, I'm scared, I might fall. He says, no, look down. Opens his eyes and he sees, subhanAllah, it's a green dome. They punch gaya ho. Say, I've reached finally Madina Munawara. Hazrat says, when the person, that person who has how much sin in his life, but he wants to reach Allah. Ya Allah, I want to become yours. Whether he's a young girl also involved in sin and guna, but Ya Allah, I want to become a nek, pious person. Allah will send someone to pick you up. One jamaat will come, knock the door. They say, Tabligh jamaat or Taklif jamaat came. They say, brother, join us. One step in the path of Allah. One step in the path of Allah. And as you go on two steps, so then something happened in my heart. Ya Allah, I don't know what happened. Jamaat started, finally they caught me, they took me. And now they buttered me up and they took me, and now they give me beans. First they give me butter, now they give me beans. But the enjoyment now, the enjoyment in the plain food is sleeping, sleeping on the floor. What would enjoyment in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many karguzaris we had? How many karguzaris? There were gangsters in different parts of our country. Jamaat picked him up, come for shab guzari, come for the night. Say, Buddha, I've got to take a bath, take a ghusl, go take a bath and come. Full of tattoos, he went that night to the masjid, read Isha Salah, sat for the bayan, woke up at tahajjud and fell down in tahajjud. Allah Ta'ala took his life away. How many years of ma'asiyat? He took one, two steps in the right path. Allah accepted him. So many karguzaris like this. On Jamal came in Makkah al-Mukarrama, they say that there's a youngster. Father was Arab. Father was Arab. Mother was from North Africa. Father passed away, despised his mother. Why did my father marry you? I came out like your complexion. I supposed to be Arab, but I look like you. He said, we will pass the house, we will see him beating up his mother. Because she was an Arab blood. And he came out looking like her, but in reality his father was an Arab. So how to take him in the path of Allah? A few steps, Allah will open his heart. So we tapped his door and tapped his door. Finally we came to him. Brother, we came for 3 days to Madina Munawwara. Will you join us? He said, I'm coming with you. In 3 days sitting in the path of Allah, a little mujahada, Allah opened his heart, opened his heart, opened his heart. He said, brothers, giving the car guzari report, he said, we took him back home after 3 days in Madina Munawwara. We stopped the car at the front door. He came out from the car, he took his sleeping bag. He knocked the door, his mother opened, he fell at her feet and he kissed it. He said, Ma, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I didn't realize your status. Jannat is under your feet. Little mujahada, Allah opened the heart. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that now so many years I could work myself up the ladder to get to a certain position, number sacrifice, how many hours. Allah says, little bit give me. There's few nights we can make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about past life, Ya Allah make tawbah. Anything haram in my life, on my phone, any records, Ya Allah I don't need it in my life. I don't need it in my life, Ya Allah I need you to come into my life. But this beautiful night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the hidayat will come, so Allah will send one jamaat possibly, one pick him up. Shouldn't be now that I tell my son to tell the jamaat, to tell the jamaat my father said he's not here. My father said he's not here. Coincide with them. Listen to the da'wah. I don't know who will get hidayat. Oh, Allah will send some friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayan in the masjid. Attend the bayan, take our sons and go. Give them a chance to listen. Then homework one end, we know that. The homework will not end, but when we're giving them a chance to get some hidayat in their heart, we have to go and sit there to listen to the talks of deen. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِ Allah says that remind them, for verily a reminder will benefit the believer. This is Quran Sharif. They continue reminding, the reminder will benefit the believer. Sometimes, unfortunately, we say, I told him so much, doesn't make no benefit, I'm tired of telling him. This is contrary to Quran Sharif. Quran says it will benefit him. Don't ever say it won't benefit him. Continue meeting him, talking to him, family members, and myself also. We say, sometimes I'm going so long, nothing happens. No benefit for me. It will happen sooner or later. You have to allow it to happen. Our Shaykh says, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that how ziddi and how firm they were upon the kufr. They couldn't leave the bottle. Couldn't leave it. For almost 12 long years, Rabbi alayhi salatu wasalam, wahi came down one by one. In regards to the drinking of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they were attached and they were stuck to the bottle, that they couldn't do without it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they asked about وَيْسْأَلُونَ أَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِ They ask you about liquor. Tell them the sin in the liquor and drinking is more than the benefit. There's more sin than the benefit. Then second ayat came down, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى But when you are intoxicated, don't come for salah. Because now you read Quran upside down. Second ayat came after some time. They find the third ayat, that this is ritsun. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمِيْهُ ritsun min عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This is haram now. Watch the ribu. It refrained from it. Now the iman was made. So Hazrat says that those sahaba ikram, the musfarat also, ayat al-hijab came down one after the other. First one came down, lower your gazes. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Lower your gazes. Don't look at the opposite gender. First ayat came down, caution them, warn them. Lower your gazes. Protect your heart. Protect your sharamga, your private parts. The second ayat came down, وَدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِمْ. They tell the masturat and the women, they should cover themselves completely. As Aisha says, radiallahu anha, this ayat is revealed. That they should cover themselves with one piece of cloth from head to toe. He said the sahabiyah that were out in the marketplaces fell onto their faces. Bring the cloth quickly and cover me. Cover me quickly. And the final ayat was revealed in regards to alcohol also. Anas bin Malik was a bartender. He just had new consignment came from Syria. Import mal, alcohol. Disposed of everything. He was no question, Mawlana, make a plan. Mawlana, make a plan. Looking for the Grand Mufti. Make it somehow Sharia compliant. No. It's haram, it's haram, finish. You don't want to touch it anymore. All his money was in it. Everything was in there. Today we are afraid now to give up the insurances, insurance policies for the cars, for the home, in case Allah has to hit, Allah, I'm covered. Allah, I'm covered. Whether it's my home, whether it's my business, whether it's my car. You're so brazen with Allah. Allah says, "All I gave it to you, now you're holding to it. You want to insure it against who? Against Allah. I want to insure my life and my property against the one that gave it to me. My little son, I give him something now to use, cell phone, he doesn't give it back. It is mine. It's mine. Allah give us, say Allah is mine. You can't take it back. Everything belongs to Allah. But we'll make different now, ilas, different way out. There should be some leeway. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will return it. Allah will give it. Allah will give it back. Allah will take it and Allah will give it back. So these are moments, my dear brothers, in the month of Ramadan, where we can clear all these things up. Today we find the Ummah subhanallah is doing so much of good amal. Whether Hajj, whether Umrah, whether stabbing in the path of Allah. But then too, still are coming right. Something is still missing. Something is still missing. We're not getting the full benefit. Because there's some windows of sin that is open in my life. I will close up, patch it up completely. Then we will see little amal and the benefit of it. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. As you mentioned now, the command came, they fell on their faces. Then the third command came. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Now the real hijab and parada of the woman is the four walls of the house. That's a physical hijab for her. That behind that wall we don't know is an 80-year-old or 18-year-old. Now if you have to leave the house, you can't take the walls with you. But this is such a way that you can't engage, you can't make out who's behind the parada. That is real parada. That is demanded from the sahabiyat radiallahu anhunna. And what guides they became? Hazrat says, Jo be'arah te, Jo be'arah te, wa alam ke hadi ban gaye. Those sahaba ikram that were off the track, they were deviant, they were gone far from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, gumrah, astray. Those people that were astray became the guides of mankind till qiyamah. They became guides. That little bit of effort they made, they went towards Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah pulled them. Allah made them guides of mankind. And we see amongst us so many satans also, they're far from deen. Little bit of effort they made, they went in the path of Allah. They said by mashayikh, their life changed. And how beautiful their life became thereafter. But these are all valuable moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in our worldly life to connect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The connection has to be made. And such a connection also is a strong connection that I can feel it. I can feel the connection. Today now we know the connection is down on the cell phone. And how a person is parishan, load shedding. As well gives the example also, person staying in an informal settlement when there's no lights. The lights go out in the city, doesn't affect him. Doesn't feel anything, doesn't have lights himself. In the city now, the lights go out, but the parashani, when is he going to come back? See, the believer should be like this also. He has a little bit of light of iman, and he does some evil action, and the light has gone a little bit low, he's parashan, ya Allah. I lost it. How did I lose it? Person is pressing the button to open the gate, battery is low, is that opening? Banging that remote, something wrong with the battery. Battery is low, it won't open. So my bet to the imam is going low the whole year. Is it opening the doors of dua? Doors of salah not opening. I have to recharge the bed. See, where am I going to charge it up? The person never had the muhabbat of Allah. The load shedding is on. He doesn't feel anything. Because he never had the lights. I never had the muhabbat of Allah. So I won't feel anything. But I have to make the effort. Where I can get this muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah. And for this we have to cry to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cry to Allah, is that difficult? Hadith Sharif is mentioned, if you can't cry, then pretend you cry. Allah will believe you also. Even your pretense, Allah will believe you. And Allah will give you upon your pretense also. But the main thing is, you close all the avenues of sins. All the avenues of gunas we close up. What debts we owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we acknowledge. Ya Allah, acknowledge. I've got so many years of namaz I didn't read. Ya Allah, I'm going to make it up now. I want to make it up now. So many years you didn't pay the person, now you send him a message. I'm going to start paying now. How excited he will get, finally he woke up. Now he's going to pay. Allah says, finally he woke up now. Then, even you will tell him, Alhamdulillah, at least now you begin to pay. Let's come to a settlement figure. Settlement figure. Give you some discount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you your youth again. Allah will give you the energy again. And now a person also do it. One of our musallis came and we told him, but you got so many years, qaza namaz, I want to cover it up before I reach my Allah. For heart problem, pressure problem. He said, but I want to do it. Then he came to me, he says, I'm doing 15 fajr namaz every day, 15. Fajr namaz every day, almost past 70s. He said, my knees are cracking, going up and down, but I want to do it. I said, but you're old, you can sit down. He said, no, I can't sit. I missed this namaz in my youth when I could stand for my Allah, but I didn't do it. I'm not going to sit now. I'm going to show Allah, I'm going to do it for him. With my knees paining, my back paining. 15 namaz every day I'm doing fajr till I cover it up. But before I go, I'm going to do it. That talab and desire. So one, two steps we take towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I want to become your beloved. We just need the correct environment, the correct good company, and allow ourselves, the heart will change. Because Allah wants us to get hidayah. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. It's one of the odd nights tonight. The Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what dua do I read if I find needed in Qadr? To remind ourselves, the dua was, Allahumma inna ta'afoon, Allahumma inna ta'afoon, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. This is a sunnah dua. We find some people add many extras into it. But the original dua is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma inna ta'afoon, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are afoon. Allahumma inna ta'afoon, ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Allah is forgiveness. Our Shaykh explains, what do you mean, Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. The Hadrat says, you have a person now, a youngster playing cricket. When the season comes, he will play. But they won't call him a cricketer. There's a person that's playing professional cricket. When you see him, you see cricket. You see him, you see football. He is football in motion. Oh Allah, you are forgiveness. When you just touch Allah, Ya Allah, I'm sorry, forgiven. There's no doubt, immediately you're forgiven. As long as you fulfill the haqq of insan, you are forgiven. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Tuhibbu al-afwa, you love to forgive. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, Ya Allah, it is your passion to forgive. Person has a passion, but he loves to do that action. Ya Allah, you love. Ya Allah, you do what you love, and I'll bring all my gunas. And you just forgive it. And you just forgive it. That's why, ulama say, when you go to Baytullah, you go to Kaaba Sharif, then you take hadiya for Allah. A gift for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need any gifts. But they say, Allah, we have something in our lives which Allah doesn't have in His treasury. Subhanallah. What doesn't Allah have? Say, we have something which Allah loves, which is guna and sin. We take all our sins, Ya Allah, you do what you love now. You don't have this in your treasury. Only we have it. And you do what you like to do, Allah, you forgive. Tuhibbu al-afwa. It's Allah's passion, it's a hobby of Allah. To show insan, see how I can forgive. See how I can forgive. Bring all the gunas and sins. Rakim Sahib would say, they put all the najasat of the world into the ocean. Allah can send one wave and clear it out. Ya Allah, send that one wave of your forgiveness, my life will be cleaned out. Just one wave of your rahmat and your mercy, one nazar, one glance of yours. Like one shaykh recently says, Ya Allah, that glance and the nazar of yours that you bestowed on the people of Badr, what rahmat and what Nusrat, Ya Allah, you gave to them. Ya Allah, that nazar of yours, give the ummah once again. Give it once again. The ummah is desperate right now. Ummat is desperate right now for the help of Allah. Everywhere we go, this fitna taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, that one nazar of yours that you gave Ahl Badr, where they left their homes not to go and fight, but the tables turned around. Ya Allah, how you looked at them, and what decisions you made for them till Qiyamah. That you preserve that small jama'at of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because of them today we are Muslim. Ya Allah, the nazar again, give me that one. And Allah wants to give it, we have no doubt about it. It's just for us to present ourselves. So Allahumma innaka afoon. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. There's no doubt Allah will forgive. There's no doubt whatsoever. I've already mentioned this many a times, that one friend of Allah was giving the bayan, and he says, oh people, continue tapping the door of Allah. Allah will open his door. Allah will open his door. Adjacent to the masjid was an old lady staying there, great abida, worship of Allah. And she was an arifa also. She understood Allah, she knew Allah's system. So she heard this alim saying, they continue knocking the door of Allah, Allah will open it. So she shouted out, be sakhta. Involuntary, she had to say it. The old wali of Allah, I never heard Allah closing his door. I never heard Allah closing his door. Allah never closed it. It's always open. It's just we never entered. We never gave ourselves a chance. Tonight is that night, my dear brothers, to come into the mercy of Allah. We have few odd nights left in the month of Ramadan to make decisions of hidayat. And don't be afraid to give up the gunas and sins. Nothing will happen. Just we have to build our iman up, get into the right environments, get into the right company. Then to come into deen will be so enjoyable. Allah Ta'ala give us sufiq and amin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك الخير كله وعلانيته وسره. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا عفو، يا رؤوف، يا تواب، يا غفار، يا رحمن، يا رحيم، يا الله، يا الله، يا رحمن، يا رحيم، ربي اغفر وارحم، وأنت خير الراحمين. O كريم رحيم الله، most kind Allah, most loving Allah. O my كريم رحيم الله، you give us our life, O my Allah. You give us our faculties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you created us, O my Allah. You created us through your qudrat and your love and muhabbat, that one day we become your friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have invited us, Ya Allah, to your home, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are your guests, O my Allah. It is your command to honor the guests. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, honor us with taqwa, O my Allah. Honor us with your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts have become dead, O my Allah. We've imported all haram things into our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all the haram entertainment of this world and sins, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, O my Allah. The heart has become hard and black, O my Allah. We can't even recognize wrong from right and right from wrong, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the dunya has engulfed us, O my Allah. The fitnas around us, O my Allah. The environments around us, O my Allah. O my Allah, everything is against Iman, against Taqwa, against Islam, against the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, the pure Zamana, the pure environment of Medina Munawwara, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum saw, O my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, what they enjoyed in his company, O my Allah. Whatever desires they had, whatever bothered them, O my Allah. They would go into the court of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, pour their heart out to him, O my Allah. The youngster, they had passions and lust that were overpowering him. Went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, grant me permission to make zina. Nabi of Allah, rahmatul alameen, advised him, put his hand on his chest and made dua for him. O Allah, purify his heart and keep him chaste. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Sahaba Ikram, whatever they had, they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are more than 1,000 years away from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The fitnas around us, O my Allah. That harden our hearts, O my Allah. We don't know how to love anymore. Ya Allah, we have become hard. We have become harsh, O my Allah. The Zamana has turned against us, against the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. O my Allah, we are pleading to you tonight in the month of Ramadan. O my Allah, the month of Quran. The month of Hidayat, O my Allah. The month of Rahmat, O my Allah. The month of forgiveness, O my Allah. The nights of Itqun min al-Nar. The nights of freeing our souls in the valley of Jahannam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We are still the Rabbul Alameen. We are still the Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. In the month of Ramadan, when Sahaba going left Madinah to Munawwara to go into Badr, Umayyallah. Oh, my Kareem, Rahimullah. What they carried in their hearts, Umayyallah. And you loved so much of this, Umayyallah. You made decision of Hidayah for the Ummah. Oh, my Kareem, Rahimullah. The Zamana has turned against us, Umayyallah. Ya Allah, we have come into your court with our begging bowls, Umayyallah. Ya Allah, I'm big mangte hai. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, Umayyallah. We are begging you tonight, Umayyallah. Turn our hearts upside down in your love and your muhabbat, O may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O may Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they will go to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. They will cry upon his shoulder. What do we do? Where do I turn to? O may Allah, I'm kidar jaya. Ya Allah, where do we go to, O may Allah? O may Allah, who do we talk to, O may Allah? Ya Allah, we have so many sins in our lives. Ya Allah, who do we say? Who do we talk to? Who do we ask? Who do we open our hearts to? Oh, my Allah, they had rahmatul al-alamin. Ya Allah, you want snipe with him, Ya Allah, open their hearts, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, where does the ummah go to, oh, my Allah? Ya Allah, open our taqdeer, oh, my Allah. Open our hearts, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, you put gems in the hearts of the believers. Ya Allah, you put your love in their hands. You put the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, but, Ya Allah, the zamana and the time has covered all these gems, O may Allah. The fitnas around us, O may Allah. The cell phones and the hell phones and the environments, O may Allah. The secular education and the co-education around us, O may Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from this darkness, O may Allah. Give us noor of taqwa, noor of iman, that we begin to understand what we have sent. What you have been sent for in this worldly life, O may Allah. Sahaba Ikram understood this, O may Allah. They walked with their chest out that we are people, Allah has sent us to this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make effort upon mankind, O may Allah. They found izzat in deen in Islam. O may Allah, that glory Sahaba Ikram gave the Ummah, O may Kareem Rahim Allah. But the entire world is looking towards Madinah al Munawwara. O Kareem Rahim Allah, once again restore, Ya Allah, the glory of the Ummah, O may Allah. O may Allah, the Ummah has been beaten up, O may Allah. They've been locked out of the masajid, O may Allah. The haram of Qudsi, Allah, has been close to them, O may Allah. They say, Allah, the insecurity. When can they go to the haram? O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, open the doors of the masajid, O may Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us love for the masajid, O may Allah. Give us love for the talks of deen, O may Allah. Give us your muhabbat and your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us knowledge of every sunnah, the love for every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept our lives to the khidmat of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, O may Allah. Grant our families hidayat, O may Allah. Our children, our progenies, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us and save them from shirk, O may Allah. From worshipping anyone besides you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep us within Islam, within hidayat. Ya Allah, take us in the condition you are happy with us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the conditions are in your control. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. The entire zamana in your control. O my Allah, let deen prevail once again in the world. Accept us with the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, there are few nights left in this month of Ramadan, the nights of mercy and maghfirat. Ya Allah, forgive us, O may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O may Allah. The sins of our youth, O may Allah. The haram things we heard, the haram things we spoke, the haram things we consumed. Ya Allah, the haram avenues that we went to, O may Allah. Ya Allah, you saw us. Then to you are Haleem. Ya Allah, you are tolerant. Ya Allah, you overlook. Ya Allah, you give us a chance. You let us go. Ya Allah, we did the haram. Ya Allah, then too we are sitting here tonight in your masjid, in the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, upon your invitation, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the desire within our hearts to change our lives, O may Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts, O may Allah. Our hearts are stooped in the love of dunya. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, guide the youth of the ummah. Ya Allah, guide the youth of the ummah. Guide the women folk. Guide the men, O may Allah. Give us hidayat, O may Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Let the khilaf be once again established in the world, O may Allah. Where the ummah will have a khalifa once again, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Except the ishtimaat that are going to take place. Ya Allah, accept us to the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O may Allah. From haram income, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. From haram avenues. Ya Allah, save our families and our progenies. Ya Allah, grant us plenty of halal, O may Allah. With afiyat, izzat and salamat. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us understanding of our worldly life. Ya Allah, what have you sent us for into this world? O may Allah, give us an understanding. Remove the dirt and the dust from our hearts, O may Allah. Ya Allah, dil badal de. Ya Allah, dil badal de. Ya Allah, change our hearts now, O may Allah. Change our hearts, O may Allah. Ya Allah, once the moon will be sighted, nafs and shaitan is waiting for us to take us away from you. O may Allah, you catch us by our forelocks. And pull us toward you, never to leave us, O may Allah. Keep us in your ibadat, in your ita'at, in your obedience, in your worship, with our heads down before you in sajda, O may Allah. Your enjoyment in deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Pull our masajid and musallis, Ya Allah, the entire year round, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect our masajid. Protect our shops, our businesses, Ya Allah, our homes, our families, our cars, our properties. Ya Allah, use it, accept it for the khidmat of deen, O may Allah. All those in Haramain Sharifain, mean them in Tawaf, in Sa'i, in Safa, Marwa, behind Maqam Ibrahim and Multazam, at the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, O may Allah. Accept the du'as, O may Allah. Give us a share in the du'as, O may Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your boundaries you have given us, O may Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your boundaries and take us in your boundaries. All the marhumin, Ya Allah, fully qabar and nur. Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, raise them. Ya Allah, in the last night, Ya Allah, you free millions in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, write our names also. Ya Allah, our family members. Ya Allah, our parents, O may Allah. Our grandparents, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts, our nephews and our nieces, our neighbors, our friends, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, our students, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, O may Allah. Give us Jannat al-Firdaus without reckoning, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us a life of bliss in this world. At the time of mawt, Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, mawt upon iman. Wa kalima shahada la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the condition, Ya Allah, please with us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. We have enough time to move, but for the night, Allah give us energy in moving.